with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting the Federal Reserve keeps its key interest rate unchanged as it awaits the impact of President Trump's economic policies. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell says economic conditions do not dictate another rate cut right now.
With our policy stance significantly less restrictive than it had been and the economy remaining strong, we do not need to be in a hurry to adjust our policy stance. At today's meeting, the committee decided to maintain the target range for the federal funds rate at 4.25% to 4.5%.
Powell also said he will not address President Trump's demand for lower interest rates. Some Republican senators are applauding a decision by the White House Budget Office to rescind an order that had frozen a large number of federal assistance programs. Bob Agnew reports.
GOP senators expressed relief over the decision after some were flooded with calls from community leaders confused about the order's impact on federal grant money. Senator Mike Rounds of South Dakota says the White House took a closer look at the funding freeze after being questioned by GOP lawmakers. Rounds says the feedback falls under the Senate's constitutional duty to advise and consent with regard to key White House nominations and sometimes its policies. Bob Agner reporting.
After signing the Laken Riley Act, President Trump said Wednesday he's directing the opening of a detention center at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, to hold up to 30,000 migrants who are living illegally in the United States and cannot be deported to their home countries.
This will double our capacity immediately, right? And tough. That's a tough place to get out of. Today's signings bring us one step closer to eradicating the scourge of migrant crime in our communities once and for all.
On Wall Street, the Dow down by 136 points. This is SRN News. China's moving up the world watch list.
The annual ranking of the worst persecutors of Christians compiled by Open Doors U.S. puts China at number 15 this year, up from 19 in 2024. The repression of Christianity in the communist enclave is becoming more sharp as President Xi Jinping emphasizes unity over all individual freedoms. China is one of the worst persecutors of believers at scale, but the fact that it still doesn't crack the World Watch top 10 says something about how bad things are elsewhere. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A U.S.-based organization is transforming the house of Auschwitz commander Rudolf Höss into a research center devoted to fighting anti-Semitism. The house lies next to the site of the former death camp, now the Auschwitz-Birkenau State Museum. The Counter-Extremism Project is setting up the Auschwitz Center on Hate, Extremism, and Radicalization as an effort to combat anti-Semitism. SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Federal Reserve leaving its key interest rate unchanged today after cutting it three times last year, a sign of a more cautious approach as the Fed seeks to gauge where inflation is headed and what policies President Trump may pursue. It reduced rates three times at the end of last year from 5.3% down to 4.3%. President Trump's budget office has rescinded a memo freezing spending on federal grants less than 2 days after it sparked legal challenges. White House confirming the Office of Management and Budget pulled the memo earlier today. Wall Street numbers today, the Dow dropped 137 points at 44,713. S&P off 28, 6039. The NASDAQ fell 101. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm Jason Walker.
More details at SRNnews.com.